请我们一起打开圣经彼得前书第三章。
Let's open our Bible together to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们今天要从第一节读到第七节。
Today we're going to read from verses 1 to 7.
无论你喜欢用哪一种语言读。
Whichever language that you prefer to read with.
让我们一同把这七节的圣经读过一遍。
Let's together read these first seven verses.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来，这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰。这在神面前是极宝贵的，因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰顺服自己的丈夫，就如撒拉听从称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因她比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重她，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。我们一起有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们是一群何等有福气的人。
Heavenly Father, what a blessed group that we are.
我们可以坦然无惧地到你的面前来。
That we can without fear come before you.
我们可以有资格向你呼叫阿爸父。
That we are qualified to call you our Abba Father.
我们还被你邀请常常来到你的宴席。
And that we're being invited by you to constantly come before your feast.
我们可以吃饼喝杯来享受你的同在。
We can eat of the bread and drink of the cup to enjoy your presence.
这是何等的福气。
What a blessing that is.
我们还有一个福气。
We have another blessing.
是我们可以听见你的话。
Is that we can hear your word.
我们可以听见圣灵把圣经向我们打开。
That we can hear the Holy Spirit open up the Bible to us.
好让我们里面的人得以苏醒。
So that our inner man may wake up.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
但愿你今天更多的向我们扬脸。
May you open, show your face to us even more today.
对我们施恩。
Give us the grace.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在教会历史上
In the history of a church,
有一些的经文是常常被人断章取义。
There are constantly some scriptural verses being taken out of context.
然后就走到两个不同的极端里。
And then it's we've gone into different total two different extremes.
一种的极端。
One extreme is.
就是断章取义的用这些经文的字面意思。
Is taken out of context just the superficial meaning of the words.
变成律法主义。
Turn it into just for the legalistic idea.
另外一种的极端。
Another extreme.
是用当时的文化。
Is to use the culture of those days.
就把神的话。
and using God's words,
变成了当时的风俗,
and it used it into a tradition of those days,
所以就可以完全不要理他。
So you can then totally ignore it.
这种被误解的经文里面,
these kind of misunderstood scriptural verses,
有两处的经文那是最常被人误解的。
There are two areas of the scripture verses are constantly being misunderstood.
一个是哥林多前书保罗要求女人蒙头的经文。
First is the First Corinthians where Paul asks that the women be covered, their heads be covered.
另外就是我们今天读的这个。
The other one is what we just read today.
那我自己信主以后，
I myself after I believed in the Lord,
我也对今天这段经文很喜欢断章取义。
I also was very fond of taking these verses today out of context.
因为结婚以后，
Because after I was married,
我发觉原来我娶的不是我想象中的波斯猫。
And I just realized that the woman I married was not like a pussycat that I imagined her to be.
原来是个小老虎。
And actually she's a little tigress.
怎么这么不听话？
Why is she being so disobedient to me?
哪里有这么多意见？
How come she has so many opinions?
那个时候彼得前书这里第一节真好啊。
So that at that time then I realized chapter 3 verse 1 in 1 Peter is so good.
你们做妻子的，
You wives,
要顺服自己的丈夫，
must subject to your own husbands.
不要再跟我辩了，
Do not argue with me anymore.
听话，
Be obedient, listen to me.
这就叫做断章取义。
This is called taken out of context.
完全不懂这段圣经在讲什么。
Totally did not understand what this Bible, this chapter verse is talking about.
当然如果你今天上网去查一些解经的书，
Of course if you go into Bible commentary online today,
那一定告诉你，
That will absolutely tell you,
那个是在第一世纪的文化，
And that is the culture of the first century.
那个时候男女是不平等的。
At that time, men and women, they're not equal.
现在女人可以顶半边天。
Women now can carry half of the sky that they are.
哪有做妻子要顺服丈夫的这回事？
There is no such thing as a wife submitting to the husband.
这两个极端，
Both these two extremes,
都是很得罪神的，
are really offensive to God.
其实我们如果还记得我们一起来读彼得前书的话，
But if we remember together how when we were reading the first Peter,
彼得前书从第一章开始一直到第二章的第十节，
And first Peter from chapter, starting from chapter 1 to chapter 2 verse 10,
彼得花了好多的篇幅，
Peter spent a lot of pages,
要告诉当时在苦难中的基督徒，
And wanting to tell the Christians who were suffering in those days,
告诉他们他们是天路客，
telling them that they are the pilgrims,
他们是寄居的，
they are aliens,
他们是客旅，
they are just foreigners,
要知道他们的身份。
They should know their own identity.
要知道他们是从哪里来的。
They must realize where they come from.
要知道神给他们的呼召是什么。
And they need to understand what is the calling from God.
神给他们的荣耀是什么。
What is the glory that God gives them?
神给他们的特权是什么。
What is the special privilege that God gave them?
那是一段何等荣耀的经文。
That was a glorious scriptural verse.
当他说完了一个天路客是谁，拥有什么样的盼望？
When he finished illustrating who the pilgrims are and what kind of hope do they possess?
在二章的十一节，他的画风就一转。
In chapter 2, verse 11, the tone of his voice has changed suddenly.
亲爱的弟兄啊，
Dear brothers,
你们既是客旅，是寄居的。
I urge you as sojourners and aliens,
我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲。
I exhort you to abstain from the passions of the flesh.
然后到十二节。
And then when we come to verse 12,
他说你们在外邦人中应当品行端正。
He said, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable.
要你们的好行为可以归荣耀给神。
So that what you did may glorify God, your good deeds, and glorify God.
彼得告诉他们。
Peter told them,
你们是谁?
Who you are.
然后告诉他们,既然你们有这么多的特权,这么多的荣耀。
So Peter told them, since you have so many privileges and glories,
你在这一个世界里面,
and you in this world,
你应该怎么活?
How you should live your life.
你怎么样的活?能够有好行为可以荣耀神。
So that how can you live so that you have good deeds to glorify God?
这是彼得从二章十三节一直到三章十二节所要做的事。
And this is what Peter wants to do from chapter 2 verse 13 to chapter 3 verse 7.
他举了一些各种不同的例子。
He cited all various kinds of histories.
来说明天路客怎么样有好行为。
To illustrate how pilgrims should have good behaviors.
如果我们把二章十三节到三章十二节的结构看一下。
If we look at the structure from chapter 2 verse 13 to chapter 3 verse 12.
你就看到他是非常清楚地告诉我们。
And then you will realize it very clearly tells us.
从二章的十三节到十七节。
From chapter 2 verses 13 to 17.
是对着每一个天路客的教导。
It's a teaching to every pilgrim.
这跟三章八节到十二节是相对应的。
It's really parallel to chapter 3 verses 8 to 12.
然后二章的十八节到二十节。
And then chapter 2 from verse 8 to 12.
是对着做奴隶的人的教导。
It's a teaching to people who are slaves.
这个就相对于
三
章一到七节对着做夫妻的人的教导。
And this is parallel to chapter 3 from verses 1 to 7, people who are husbands and wives.
最外面的一层教导是对着每一个人。
The most exterior level of teaching is to each and everyone.
第二层的教导是对着特定的族群。
And the second level of teaching is a special targeted audience race.
但是无论是最外层的教导还是对这特定族群的教导。
Well, but whether it's the most exterior level of teaching or the special targeted tribe.
都必须根据于最核心的榜样。
It must be based on the most center, example.
耶稣基督自己所做的。
What Jesus Christ himself has done.
面对着不公义的苦难
facing injustice and sufferings,
面对着不公平的审判
and facing unjust sentencing,
耶稣没有自己伸冤
Jesus did not try to avenge himself,
他却把自己交托给按公义审判人的神。
He hand himself over to people who sentence him or judge him according to the righteousness.
我们读这整段的圣经,
When we read this whole part of the Bible,
我们就知道,
we then realize,
无论是人民对着政府,
whether it's people towards the government,
无论是奴隶对着主人,
whether it's slaves towards their masters,
无论是妻子对着一个在社会上能够有主导优势的丈夫
or whether it's towards a husband in the society that he has special authority
这些都是例子
These are histories
说到天路客在地上的处境
Talk about the pilgrim situation on earth
永远都是边缘人士
Always, always the marginal people
永远都是弱势族群。
They're always the weaker group of the people.
虽然如此
，Although that is the case，
天路客
，The pilgrims，
却能够像他们的主一样
，They could be like their Lord，
成为改变这世界的能力
，Become the power that will change this world。
改变这个世界的方法
，The method to change this world，
不是革命
，Is not revolution。
改变世界的方法
，The way to change this world，
是信靠神
，Is to trust in the Lord。
我们来看一看今天读的这一段。
Let's look at the verses that we read today。
借着夫妻的例子。
Through the history of the husbands and wives，
神要天路客怎么样在这个世上有好行为来荣耀神。
Through the pilgrims, how God wants the pilgrim to have good deeds, good behavior in this world.
三章第一节的原文里面的第一个字。
In chapter 3, verse 1, in the original language, the first word,
翻成英文的话,
translated into English,
应该是 likewise.
It should be likewise.
类似的。
Likewise.
雷同。
Similarly.
In like manner, 相似的。
In like manner.
甚至于可以翻作In the same way.
It can be also translated into in the same way, in the same means.
不管你怎么翻,
regardless how you translate it,
这个意思是很清楚,
the meaning is very clear.
妻子的顺服,
the submission of a wife,
跟前面讲的所有的经文一定它有一个原则性的相同。
And it must have a principal similarity with the previous verses.
那这一个相同，你如果回想一下的话
，This similarity, if you look back and reflect,
在二章二十一节讲到，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样。
In chapter 2, verse 21, because it says, "For to this you have been called." Because Christ also suffered for you.
所以做妻子的顺服要像基督甘心受苦的样子。
So therefore, wives should be willingly submit just like Christ to suffer.
不只是甘心受苦。
Not only willingly to suffer.
并且充满着盼望。
And also full of hope.
像二章二十三节。
Just like chapter 2, verse 23.
那你到最后说把自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
The last part is said, and trusting himself to him who judges justly.
换句话说
In other words,
世上的人可以给我们苦难。
People on earth could give us sufferings.
可以不正当的错误的对待我们。
Can treat us in a wrong way, in an improper way.
那一位审判人的神将来一定会为我们平反。
Because our Lord who judge people one day will avenge us in future.
当然也可以说
Of course we can also say
像仆人怎么样顺从他的主人
Just like servants how they obey and submit their master.
像每一个人怎么样顺服政府
And just like everyone who how they submit to the government,
甚至于前面讲到务要尊重众人
And even just like previously said, must respect each and everyone.
换句话说
In other words,
彼得这一个雷同这一个字
Peter using these words likewise,
就让我们想起来
And reminds us of.
整个天路客的生活
The whole life living of the pilgrims
在回家的路上
On their way home
虽然有许多的不如意
Although there are so many things that is not pleasing to them
但是他们有一个确切的把握。
But they have an absolute confidence.
最后的得胜。
The final victory.
最后的荣耀。
The final glory.
最后公义的审判。
The final just judgment.
都会从神那里得到。
And we all obtain it from God.
这样的生活态度。
Such kind of attitude in living.
会让那些对这天路客信仰不承认、不同、不认同的人
，will cause those people who do not admit or do not agree with the pilgrim's way of living，
也必须承认他们是与众不同。
They have no choice to but to admit that they are different from the rest of the world。
要知道一个天路客
，you must to know about a pilgrim。
因为敬畏神
Because of the fear of God,
他不需要害怕任何人
He did not need to be afraid of anyone
因为他是主的奴隶
Because he's a slave of the Lord
所以他就可以不受任何人的辖制
Therefore he does not need to be restrained by anyone
他们可以自由地跟随主
They can follow the Lord freely
所以他们才可以自由地顺服人。
Therefore, that is why they can freely submit man.
记住圣经教导的顺服。
Remember the submission that's mentioned, that's taught in the Bible.
不是不得已的顺从。
It is not a reluctant submission.
Obedience.
Obedience.
顺从是 obedience, 顺服是 submission.顺从是我拿了一个枪对着你干
Oh, submission is to take a gun and
tell you to do something.
To do something.
你就老老实实的干
Just honestly do it.
这个叫顺从
And it is called submission.
神让天路客
And God asked the pilgrims
不是顺从
Not to submit only.
是顺服
Is to obey.
什么叫顺服呢
What does it mean to obey?
顺服是我有自由
Obey is that I have the freedom.
我可以干
I can do it.
我可以不干
I also don't have to do it.
但是我选择干
But I choose to do it.
这叫顺服
That is called obedience.
如果你们还记得
If you still remember,
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ,
是神的儿子
He's the son of God.
是宇宙中万王之王
He's the king of kings in the universe.
在他被卖的那一个晚上
The night he was betrayed.
他却脱下了他的外袍
He removed his jacket, his robe.
拿起了毛巾
Took us his towel.
束上腰
He wrapped around his waist.
在当时的文化
In the culture of those days
这一些的动作
these kind of actions
就说到他取了奴仆的身份
it illustrates that he's taken up the identity as a slave
不但如此
not only that
他给门徒洗脚
he washed the feet of the disciples
还记得彼得那个时候受不了
remember Peter at that time he didn't know how to take it
彼得说不必了不必了
Peter said no
为什么彼得有这么强烈的反应
Why is Peter reacting so violently
因为当时洗脚的工作不是一般的奴隶
Because the time when he's washing the feet is not the work is not just to any slave
那必须是外邦的奴隶
It has to be done by the slaves of the Gentile
是奴隶里面最下等的奴隶。
It is the lowest level of the slaves.
耶稣基督他是万王之王。
Jesus Christ is the King of Kings.
他却自愿的
，but
做奴仆的样子。
But he willingly did this example of a slave.
这就是为什么。
This is why.
天路客完全不应该也不需要关心自己的权利。
Pilgrims shouldn't and it's not necessary for to care about their own privilege.
更不会去争取自己的特权。
All the more they should not really fight for their own privilege.
因为神已经给了我们无可限量的特权。
Because God has already given us unlimited privileges.
我们的身份非同小可。
Our identity is nothing to be mocked at.
我们是有资格随时跟万王之王一起坐下来吃饭的人。
We are qualified to be seated and feast with our King of Kings.
正是因为我们有这样的特权。
Because just because we have the special privilege.
所以我们所在乎的。
So that therefore what we care for.
不是在地上别人怎么看我们。
Is not how people view us on earth.
不是在地上别人怎么说我们。
It's not what people, how people talked about us on earth.
我们所在乎的。
What we care about is.
是每一次我们有效法基督的机会。
Is that every time when we have the opportunity to imitate Christ.
像他一样谦卑顺服的去服侍那些不配的人。
Just like him when he's humble and submissive to serve those who's not worthy.
其实如果我们仔细地读一到七节
But if we carefully read from verses 1 to 7
如果你知道在原文里面第七节是对丈夫说话
If you realize that in the original text, verse 7 is talking to the husbands.
第一个字
The first word.
跟第一节的第一个字一模一样。
It's exactly the same as the first word in verse 1.
Likewise.
Likewise.
雷同。
It's similar.
什么意思?
In the same manner. What does that mean?
做妻子的要像基督。
Wives should be like Christ.
做丈夫的也要像基督。
Husbands should also be like Christ.
这是何等荣耀的一个思想
What a glorious thought that is
难怪有人说
No wonder someone would say
神所要求天路客的顺服
The submission that God asked of the pilgrims
不是没有脊梁骨的顺从
It's not like without any bones you just obey
Spineless
It's spineless
有人这样解释
Some people explained it this way.
什么叫做顺服?
What is called submission?
真正的顺服
The true submission
是一个人自愿地把自己完全放下
It's for a person to willingly, totally put himself down.
自己的骄傲要死去
Their own pride has to die
自己只有一个渴望
And himself should only have one hope One longing
One desire
To have only one desire
Is to serve
是侍奉
我只有一个渴望
Only one desire
是我要服侍别人
Is that I want to serve others.
这是天路客生活在地上的态度。
And this is what pilgrims on earth should be doing.
不错。
Yes, it's correct.
天路客要顺服政府。
And pilgrims should submit.
员工要顺服老板。
Workers should obey the master, the boss.
但是有一个悲剧。
But there's a tragedy there.
几千年堕落的人所有的悲剧
The tragedy that belongs to people who have fallen for thousands of years
就是政府也好
Whether it's the government
老板也好
The bosses
丈夫也好
Husbands
教会的领袖也好
Leaders of the church
都以为
They all thought
圣经要求基督徒顺服他们
That the Bible asks the questions to submit to them.
是没条件的顺服。
It's an unconditional submission.
问题是
Question, problem is,
彼得很清楚地在这里告诉我
Peter here very clearly tells us,
不是这回事
This is not the case.
圣经要求天路客的顺从顺服
A Bible, the submission, the Bible asks the pilgrims to obey, to follow.
永远是根据耶稣基督的榜样
It's always following the example of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而耶稣基督的榜样是以神的荣耀以神的心意为原则
And Jesus Christ's example is using the principle of God's will and His glories.
这是我们要特别注意的地方。
And this is something we need to specially pay attention to.
千万不要拿着字面。
Never use the just word, superficial words.
就无限的上纲上线。
And just unlimitedly just expand on it.
我听到有一些人分享
I heard some people sharing
做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫
Wives need to submit to their husband
如果他要你放弃信仰你也要听他的
Even if he asks you to give up your faith you need to listen to him
如果他叫你做神不喜悦的事你还是要听
Even if he asks you to do things that God does not like you still need to obey
就算他在肉体上在精神上虐待你你还是要顺服
Even if he abused you physically or spiritually you still need to obey
讲这些话的人
People who talk like that
只是证明了他们没读懂这段圣经
Will only prove that they did not understand these verses here
你们做妻子的
You wives
要顺服自己的丈夫
Subject to your own husbands.
前面的那一个雷同
The previous word, likewise,
就定义了怎么顺服
Define how you should submit.
注意啊
Pay attention.
要顺服自己的
Submit your own.
你的
Yours.
不是别人的
Not other people's.
你的
Yours.
这个很重要啊。
This is very important.
很多妻子都觉得别人的丈夫比较容易顺服。
A lot of wives feel that other people's husbands are easier to submit.
就是我们家那个脑筋不好搞。
Is that our brain are not functioning properly?
其实彼得说要顺服自己的。
And actually, Peter, when he says, submit your own,
它背后有一个很重要的意思。
There's a very important meaning behind it.
神没有叫你去顺服一个陌生人。
God did not ask you to submit to a stranger.
神要你顺服的是你的。
And whom God wants you to submit to is your own.
是你的。
Yours.
是你爱的。
And whom you love.
是属于你的。
And whom belongs to you.
顺服有什么好处？
What is there to talk about in submission?
这样。
This way.
若有不信从道理的丈夫。
If there are husbands who do not believe.
这个中文的翻译啊。
The Chinese translation.
它翻的是对的。
How they translate is correct.
但是他有一个那个意思没有翻完全。
But there is a meaning in there that is not totally translated.
他不是说如果有。
They're not saying if there is.
他是说即使有。
And it's saying that even if there is.
意思就是说。
Meaning to say.
如果你是一个顺服的妻子。
If you are a submissive wife.
哪怕是你很倒霉的有一个不顺从神话语的丈夫
Even if you're very unfortunate to have husbands who do not obey God's words
他们不听神的话
They do not listen to God's words
然而
However,
他们却可以被得着。
But they could be gained.
怎么被得着呢？
How are they gained?
原文是这样说。
The original language is this way.
是不用一句话。
It is not necessary for one sentence.
只借着妻子的行为。
Just through the deeds and actions of the wife.
就被得着。
They will be won over.
被谁得着？
Who are they won over?
当然是被基督得着。
Of course, they are gained and won over by Christ.
那为什么那些不肯听神话的人
so,
这个妻子一句话都不讲就靠他的行为他就可以被基督得着呢？
Then how is it that this wife who doesn't have to say any word they will be able to win over these husbands who do not obey God?
第二节说这正是因为看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
Verse 2 says when they see your respectful and pure conduct.
没有一句话。
There's not one sentence.
不用说一句话。
Really not necessary to set any words or sentence.
请注意。
Please pay attention.
没有说话。
Not speaking any words.
却有好的行为。
But have good deeds, behavior.
比有说一堆好的话。
Comparing to saying a lot of good words,
却没有好行为的影响力要大得多。
There's a greater influence than those without any words.
如果即使是一个不愿意听神话的人都可以因着好行为被神得着。
Even someone who do not want to obey God's words can be obtained and won over by God.
你能够想象
Can you imagine?
对着一个愿意顺从神话语的人的生命中那会有多大的影响力
Towards someone who's willing to obey God's words in their lives, what a great influence that may be.
第三节
Verse 3
你如果读第三节的话
If you read verse 3
如果断章取义
If taken out of context
那我们教会很多的女生都很麻烦
And then a lot of our sisters in the church would be in trouble
因为第三节简单的讲
Because verse 3 simply put
就是不要把外面的这些不管是从头到脚
And that is on the exterior appearance from head to toe
所有那些你自己会觉得把你弄得很美的东西都不可以
All those things that you think may make you look better you're not allowed
其实你如果看第三节和第四节
In actuality if you read verses 3 and 4
你就知道彼得完全没有禁止妻子有任何让自己漂亮的做法。
You will notice that Peter has totally not said anything about not allowing the wife to make herself look prettier.
我们真碰到一些地方的弟兄姐妹。
We truly met and encountered some brothers and sisters in some areas.
如果知道你染头发，哎呀，你就要认罪悔改。
And if they know that you have dyed your hair, you need to confess your sins and repent.
你烫头发那罪不可赦。
You perm your hair, that is unforgivable sins.
戴耳环、戴戒指、戴项链。
To wear earrings and necklaces, etc.
你简直爱世界爱得不像话了。
So you're really loving the world too much.
我还去过一个地方。
I've also been to a place.
不可以穿漂亮衣服。
You cannot wear anything that's pretty.
所以他们聚会的时候，每个人都穿着像去葬礼的衣服。
If they go gathering on Sunday, it's like everyone is wearing something like they're attending a funeral.
后来我问一个女的。
Then I asked a sister.
我说姐妹啊。
I asked your sister.
你所有的衣服都是这么丑的吗
？Is all are all your clothing this ugly？
她我家里有很多漂亮衣服。
She said, "Oh, I have some pretty ones at home."
我说那你什么时候穿呢
？So when do you wear them？
她说我要在家里。关上门，拉上窗帘。
He said, "I have to wear them when I'm at home and put on the drawn the curtain."
我才可以拿出来穿一穿。
Then I can take them out to wear them.
我说为什么
？I asked her why.
她说你一穿上这些花花绿绿的衣服，哎呀，给我们教会任何一个人看到，你就完了。
She said, "If I put on these colorful clothing and if I'm seen by anyone in the church, then you're done with."
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
真的很可怜。
It's very pitiful.
如果你知道
，If you know，
中文翻作“装饰”这个字
，The Chinese is translating into adorning。
你知道在希腊原文是哪一个字吗
？You know in the original Greek language, what word is that？
是世界。
It's the world。
世界。
The world。
如果你把第三节第四节直译过来的话
If you translate directly verses 3 and 4
你们不要把外面编头发戴金饰穿美衣当作你们的世界
Do not let your adorning or your world be external the braiding of hair and the putting off of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear
而是要把神眼中看为宝贵的那个隐藏在心里的人那个有不能朽坏美丽的又温柔又和平的灵当作你们的世界
But let your will be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit which in God's sight is very precious
这里的重点不是你怎么打扮
And the focal point here is not how you sort of brighten yourself up.
It's not a matter of how is your makeup.
It's not a matter of how you make up.
是什么才是你心中最在乎的那个世界
But it is what is the world that you care most in your heart?
其实你知道彼得在的那个时代的文化跟我们今天的文化是半斤八两。
But you know that Peter's culture in those days are very similar to our world today, our culture today.
那就是颜值压倒一切。
And that is your appearance overcomes everything.
这是为什么现代的女人跟当时的女人一样可怜。
And that is why the modern days women and women in those days are just as pitiful.
当颜值成为你的世界。
When appearance becomes your world,
你永远不够漂亮。
You are never pretty enough.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
因为你漂亮，还有人比你漂亮。
Because if you're pretty, someone may be more pretty than
you. 你怎么看，你都觉得你还有地方可以改。
However you look at yourself in the mirror, you know you think that there are areas where you can improve more.
所以你们如果看到漂亮的韩国女孩子
，So if you see some pretty or beautiful Korean girls,
千万不要被骗。
Don't be deceived.
否则你将来生下的孩子很丑你不要意外
So otherwise in future when you give birth to children are very ugly don't blame them
这些女人把她所有的精力时间都花在怎么让自己变漂亮一点
And these women spend all their energy and time to spend on how to make themselves look prettier
然而她们从来没有想过
However they never thought of
要把精力时间花在让他们里面的人变漂亮一点。
To spend their energy on time to make the inner person more pretty or beautiful.
彼得在这里说那个里面的人。
Peter here is saying the inner person.
那个是神所宝贵的。
This is what is treasured by God.
那一个美丽是不能够朽坏的。
That beauty cannot perish.
你知道这个在生意的行业，在这个做生意的这个世界里
，You know that in the trading world，
有一句名言呢。
There's a famous saying.
他说最容易赚的钱就是女人的钱。
The money, the easiest money to make is through the women.
从最年轻的女人到最老的女人。
From the youngest to the oldest of the women.
其实不管你花多少钱。
In actuality, regardless of how much money you spend.
不管你怎么样想要减缓你老化消失的美丽。
No matter how hard you try to slow the fading of your beauty and aging,
我可以告诉你,
I can tell you,
你永远是打败仗的。
You will forever be losing in the battle.
我最近有机会看到一些什么两个月、三个月的小 baby。
Recently, I had some opportunity to look at some 2 months, 3 months old babies.
稍微近距离的看一下。
At a closer distance.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
那一个皮肤啊。
Their skin, their complexion.
那真是美啊。
It's truly beautiful.
但是我可以给你保证。
But I can guarantee you.
不会很久。
It will not last.
几十年就过了。
Few tens of years will pass.
但是如果里面有美丽，
But however, if they have beauty inside,
像基督的美丽，
The beauty that is like Christ,
那个是不能朽坏，
That is imperishable,
那个是存到永远，
That is lasting until forever.
有一些女人，
Some women,
她有美丽
，They have beauty，
但是没有魅力
，But they don't have the inner ones。
有一些女人
，Some women，
她的美丽可以随着年岁慢慢的减少
，Their beauty may decrease gradually along with the days。
但是你会惊讶的发现她的魅力与日俱增。
But you'll be amazed to find that their charm will be increasing each day.
这就是为什么有人笑我。
And that is why some people will laugh.
Laugh at me.
Laugh at me.
说我怎么现在越来越迷恋自己的老婆。
And to say how come you are more and more attracted to your own wives.
因为他们不懂。
Because they didn't understand.
美丽跟魅力不一样。
Beauty and charms are different.
那这一个美丽里面的美丽是什么？它的特点是什么呢
？And this inner beauty, what is the special features of it?
彼得说是温柔和安静。
Peter said it's gentleness and quietness.
温柔。
Gentleness.
圣经里面的温柔不是单单对着女人了。
The gentleness that's mentioned in the Bible is not just targeting at women.
圣经里面的温柔是圣灵所结的果子。
And the gentleness that's mentioned in the Bible is the fruit born by the Holy Spirit.
圣经里面的温柔不是没有，不是软弱无力啊。
The gentleness that's mentioned in the Bible is not being weak.
圣经里面的温柔是 power under control.
And the gentleness that's mentioned in the Bible is power under control.
是有极大的能力，但是是一个可以被管制的能力。
That is to have the extreme great power, but it's a power that can be controlled.
温柔是耶稣基督的特点。
And gentleness is a special.A characteristic of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在马太福音十一章二十九节说：“我心里柔和谦卑。”
In Matthew chapter 10, verse 29, he said, "In my heart, I am gentle and in my heart, gentle and meek in my heart."
主耶稣应许说：“温柔的人有福了。”
Our Lord Jesus promised that he who's blessed is he who is gentle and meek.
温柔。
Gentleness.
什么时候
whenever
你温柔
when you're gentle
你就像主
you're like
因为主说你们要学我的样子
because our Lord said you need to imitate me
因为我温柔
because I'm gentle and meek
安静
to be quiet
人家说安静对女人是比天还难。
People say quietness for women is even more difficult than anything in the world.
他们研究过一个女人一天需要讲多少个字。
When they did research on how many words a woman speaks each day.
那基本上大概是男人的两倍。
Basically, it's just two times of two folds of men.
男人在公司已经把他那一份讲完了。
And man is already, as soon as he's already finished what he's
doing. 所以男人回家没有话讲。
So therefore, when a man goes home, he has nothing to say.
如果女人没有工作。
But if a man, a woman who does not work.
她等到男人回来的时候，她有两倍的话要讲。
She has two times of the words that she needs to speak when her man comes home.
这可难了。
That is so difficult.
但是你要知道安静这个字
But you need to know this word quiet
它不只是讲到安静
It's not just talk about being quiet
在提摩太前书二章二节那里
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2
它翻译作平安
It is translated into the word peace
并且在提摩太前书的二章九节和十二节的中间
And in 1 Timothy in chapter 2 verse 2 and 9
安静这个字和顺服是连在一起的。
The word quiet and submission is linked together.
特别在第十一节。
Especially in verse 11.
中文翻作女人要沉静学道一味的顺服。
Especially said women must be quiet and learning the words and just submit all the way.
其实他应该是这样说是女命令女人在安静中学习一切顺服的功课。
It actually should be translated in quietness and gentleness to learn the submission.
你大概可以猜到。
But you can guess.
要学顺服的时候。
When you're learning submission.
要先学安静。
You must first learn to be quiet.
如果你还在那边 argue, 你是不可能顺服的。
And if you're still arguing there, then
你还在那边一直讲道理，你是不懂得顺服的。
If you're still trying to reason there, you cannot possibly submit.
一个温柔的人不会跟人家争吵的。
A gentle person will not fight with other people.
一个温柔的人不会不断的想要表达自己的看法。
A gentle person would not constantly trying to express their own opinion.
当你碰到一个又温柔又安静的人
When you encounter a gentle and quiet person
你就会发觉那个人的身上有不可抗拒的吸引力
You will discover that this person has irresistible attraction in him
可怕的是什么
What is the fifth thing though?
一个既不温柔又不安静的女人
Ungentle and unquiet woman
我记得很清楚。
I remember very clearly.
我见过这样的女人不少。
I've seen such kind of women a lot.
她们都有一个天大的本领。
They have all the great commonality.
把爱她们的丈夫。
Treating the husbands who love them.
爱她们的孩子。
The children who love them.
要躲到天边去。
That drive them away to the furthest.
不管这个女人有多漂亮。
Regardless of how beautiful this woman is,
有多聪明,
how clever she is,
有多会赚钱,
how capable she is
多爱先生,
of earning money, how much she loves her husband,
多爱孩子,
how much she loves her children.
她身边的人个个都巴不得离她越远越好。
And people around her all wanted to be further away from her.
当我跟这样的姐妹谈话的时候,
when I was talking to such sisters,
他们是苦不堪言
and they are really in great suffering.
自己委屈到不行
they themselves feel that they are so grieved.
他们从来不知道
they never knew.
如果他们没有基督的美丽
if they did not have the beauty of Christ,
没有温柔安静的灵
do not have the spirit of gentleness and quietness.
他们是非常可怕也可怜的人。
They are very pitiful and also an awful person.
彼得不但是教导女人应该怎么顺服。
Peter not only teach women how to submit.
他还给他们一个榜样一个例子。
Give them an example.
那这个例子呢基本上就是讲到撒拉。
And this example basically is talking about Sarah.
你如果读这段圣经
And if you read this part of the Bible,
你不仔细的去思想的话
If you don't reflect carefully,
你就读过去了
You will just read by very fast.
你其实忽略了失去了好大的福气
Actuality, you neglected and you lost a lot of great blessings.
因为彼得这里的这个例子是很难懂的。
Because the example of Peter here is very difficult to understand.
你如果熟悉亚伯拉罕的故事
If you're familiar with the story of Abraham,
你就知道在创世纪里面
You will know that in the book of Genesis,
记载亚伯拉罕听撒拉的事情
recorded Abraham listening to Sarah
远远超过撒拉听亚伯拉罕
far exceeds Sarah listening to Abraham
听明白吗
do you understand
那他怎么会用撒拉做例子呢
so how then is he, how can he use Sarah as example
怎么能够用撒拉是一个好像是一个丈夫做了错的事她因为相信神就顺服她的丈夫的例子呢
And as if like Abraham has done some, her husband has done something wrong and she still obeyed
而且她这里说她称撒拉亚伯拉罕为主
And Sarah actually called Abraham as the Lord
你去查一查
And if you go and do a bit of research
创世纪里面只有一个地方就是十八章十二节
And that there's only one areaChapter 18, verse 12 in the book of Genesis.
撒拉称亚伯拉罕为主。
And Sarah addressed Abraham as the Lord.
但是你看那段圣经你就知道。
But if you look at the Bible, you will know.
那里可不是撒拉顺服亚伯拉罕所以称亚伯拉罕为主啊。
Then it's not Sarah submitting Abraham, therefore she calls him the Lord.
那里是撒拉根本不相信上帝借着亚伯拉罕告诉他的话
And it's actually Sarah totally not believing what God told Abraham and what Abraham told her
当神的使者责备他的时候
When the messenger of God was rebuking her
就把他里面不信完全显明出来
Reveal totally her unbelief in her
这怎么是一个好的例子呢
How is that a good example?
彼得要告诉我们什么呢
What does Peter want to tell us?
其实你要真的读懂。
If you truly want to understand what you just read,
你要明白。
You need to understand.
两次在撒拉的生命中。
Twice in Sarah's life.
一次在创世纪十二章。
Once is in Genesis chapter 12.
一次在创世纪二十章。
And once is in Genesis chapter 20.
这两次都是亚伯拉罕没有信心不听神话的时候。
And both these two occasions was an Abraham without faith, he was not obeying God's words.
然后他让撒拉去做一些不太对的事情。
And then he allowed Sarah to do something that is not too right.
他让撒拉配合他说一个不完全是谎言的谎言。
He asked Sarah to cooperate with him to say a lie, a half lie that is not totally lie.
撒拉在那个情况下
Sarah under those conditions
信得过神
And she trusted in God.
他顺服亚伯拉罕
She submitted to Abraham.
她没有争吵。
She did not argue with him.
结果神就伸手。
And actually God then.
就保护。
And then he protect.
并且赐福给他们。
And also blessed Abraham.
彼得举这个例子。
And Peter citing this example.
是要告诉做妻子的。
Is to tell the wife.
如果你的丈夫很蠢。
If your husband is really foolish.
如果你的丈夫真的是做了一些你觉得不应该的事情。
If your husband has truly done something that you feel that he shouldn't have done.
你已经尽了你的责任去帮助他。
And you have already done your utmost to help him.
他也不听你的。
And he still did not listen to you.
你要学会顺服。
You need to learn to submit.
你怎么顺服呢？
How do you submit then?
你把自己交托给那一位可靠公义的主。
You need to entrust yourself to that reliable and just God, righteous God.
你为他祷告。
You pray for him.
无论前面有多少危险可怕的事情可能发生
Regardless of how treacherous and horrible things that's happening ahead of you.
你不需要害怕
You need not be afraid.
神会帮助你
God will help you.
第七节
Verse 7
你们做丈夫的
Husbands.
我刚才说过前面有一个 likewise.
And I just mentioned that there is a word ahead of that is likewise.
雷同
Likewise. Similarly.
做丈夫也要效法基督。
And husbands need also to imitate Christ.
正如同做妻子要效法基督。
And just like Christ, sisters, wives will also imitate Christ.
我以前以为。
In the past, I used to think,
女人的问题比较多
Women's problems are more.
所以彼得需要用六节圣经去教训做太太的
So therefore Peter needs to use six verses of the Bible to teach the wives.
男人问题比较少
Men's problems are less.
一句话搞定
One sentence will fix it.
一节就够了
Just one verse will be enough.
越来越读懂这些圣经的时候
The more I understand this verse in the Bible,
我才发现
I then discover,
原来不是我想象这样。
And actually, I found out that it's not like what I imagine it to be.
不是男人的问题一句话可以搞定。
It's not that men's problems can be fixed by just one verse.
是圣灵给彼得智慧，一句话就让男人。被怎么这个叫什么？有什么什么形容？就是你这一句话就可以把你打死。
And it's the Holy Spirit using through Peter using one sentence and really can hit the man or kill him.
简单的，他讲到了两个命令。
And simply put,
第一个命令
，the two commands. The command is
有知识的和妻子同住。
And to have knowledge to dwell with the wife.
第二个命令。
The second command.
要敬重你的妻子。
It's showing honor to the woman.
有知识的。
To understand, live with your wife in an understanding way.
解经书里面大概有三种不同的解释。
Commentary has three common ways of explaining it.
他们都是根据原文找出来的。
They all found that out from the original language.
第一个解释就是
The first explanation is
有亲密的性生活与妻子同住。
To live and imitate a sexual life with your wife.
第二种解释
The second explanation is
对妻子有足够的了解来互动真实的陪伴
to have sufficient understanding to interact with your wife
第三种的解释
the third explanation
以神的心思判断的模式与妻子同行天路
using God's way of thinking and sentence a judgment to walk that pilgrim's path
如果我们看上下文的话
And if we look at the previous and following texts
其实你会发现
In actuality, you will discover that
第二个解释
The second explanation
基本上就是第三个解释的落实。
And actually it's a fulfillment of the second one, it's a fulfillment of the third one.
有知识的同住。
To dwell with understanding.
就是你用神的眼光神的标准神的模式跟妻子同住。
And it's using God's way, point of view and God's mode to dwell with your wife.
用神的眼光
Using the point of view of God.
用神的模式
Using the mode and the ways of God.
你当然就要对妻子有足够的了解。
Then you need to definitely have sufficient understanding of what your wife.
同住
To dwell together.
很多的男人人在家心不在家
Many men, although physically they're at home, their heart is elsewhere.
心更不在妻子身上
Their heart absolutely is not in their wives.
也不在孩子身上
And not with the kids.
我看到一幅照片
I saw a photo.
是一个做爸爸的
It's a father.
用他的脚推摇篮
Using his foot to set the cradle in motion.
他的 baby 抱着奶瓶在喝奶
And the baby is holding a milk bottle in her hand drinking it
因为爸爸的两个手忙着在玩游戏
Because the father's two hands are so busy playing games
这不叫同住
It doesn't mean to live together
这个叫做你在那里
It's saying it's just simply being there
但是你的心不在你周围的人身上
But your heart is with not with the people around you
很多的丈夫
Many husbands
对着球队的认识
To knowing about all the football games
对着游戏的认识
The knowledge of the games, electronic games
远远超过对他老婆的认识
Far exceed their knowing about their wives
做丈夫的
Husbands
如果你不把心放在你妻子身上
If you don't place your heart in your wife
你就不可能活出神要你有的见证。
It's not possible for you to lead out a testimony that God wants you to have.
第二个命令。
The second command.
敬重。
To honor.
为什么要敬重呢
？Why do you need to honor?
其实不是为什么要敬重。
Actually, it's really not why you need to honor.
是如怎么样的敬重呢？如同对待一个。软弱的器皿
is to show an honor to the woman as the weaker vessel.
软弱的要敬重
A weaker vessel that needs to be honored.
第一个世纪的人读到这句话一定晕倒
And the first century people, when they read here, they almost passed out.
罗马的文化追求的就是谁强壮
The Roman cultures, what they pursued is to be strong and powerful.
你去看他们的雕像，个个都是充满了 muscle.
And look at their culture in those days. They're all full of muscles.
都是肌肉男。
They're all men with muscles.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
在神的智慧中。
In the wisdom of God.
越是软弱的。
The weaker you are.
越要给他俊美。
The more you have to honor him.
你如果去看哥林多前书十二章。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
但是有趣的是什么
But the interesting thing is
软弱这个词
The word weak
它有一个意思
There is a meaning in there
它不只是指软弱
It doesn't only mean being weak
它是指容易碎
It means fragile, easily broken
有人说很多的人是有玻璃心
Some people say many people have a heart of glass.
别人讲一句话他就心碎了就完蛋了。
Some people just say one sentence to him and then his heart will be broken and then he's finished.
这里说
But here it says
是好像一个很精致的艺术品。
It is as if it's a very piece of art that is very fine.
很容易碎。
Easily broken.
你要很小心的尊敬他。
You need to really honor her with very carefully.
神要丈夫敬重妻子。
And God wants the husbands to honor the wives.
这在当时的文化，那个是翻天覆地的思想。
And that's a thought that's earth-shattering in those days.
不久以前，我听到一句话。
Not long ago, I heard a saying.
我觉得很有道理。
I find that to be quite reasonable.
是一个日本人讲的。
It's spoken by Japanese.
他说：“我以为别人尊重我。”是因为我很优秀。
I thought that people honor me because I'm excellent.
慢慢的我明白了。
Gradually I understand.
别人尊重我是因为别人很优秀。
Other people are honoring me is because they themselves are excellent.
只有优秀的人才懂得尊重别人。
Only those who are excellent, they know how to honor other people.
对别人的尊敬是在庄严你的自己。
And honor for other people is cause yourself to be solemn.
一个优秀的人。
An excellent person.
谁他都会尊重。
He will honor anyone.
领导他要尊重。
Leaders he will honor.
同事他尊重。
His co-workers, his colleagues he will honor.
属下他尊重
，his subordinates he will
客户他尊重
，and his clients he will honor
对手他还尊重
，even his opponents he will honor
因为他优秀
，because he know he himself is excellent
一个做丈夫的
，a husband
如果知道你在家里神给你的地位是做头的
，if you understand and realize that the position God gives you at home is to be the head
你敬重你的妻子。
When you honor your wife,
这是证明你比较优秀了。
And that is a proof that you're being excellent.
一个会敬重别人的人。
A person who knows how to honor other people.
不会去猜测别人的动机。
Will not try and speculate on other people's motive.
不会去论断别人的行为。
Also not to judge other people's behaviors.
如果你发现你对别人有羡慕、嫉妒、恨。
And if you discover that people who has anger or hate,
那就说明你不尊重别人。
And that will illustrate that you do not honor other people.
最可怜的是你也不尊重自己。
And the most horrible thing is that you are not honoring yourself as well.
因为你不相信神给你的是最好的。
Because you do not believe what God has given you is the best.
为什么要尊重妻子？
Why do you need to honor your wives?
两个理由。
Two reasons.
因为妻子是你的属灵产业的共同继承人。
And he is at the spiritual inheritance with you together.
换句话说
，In other words,
神要给你属灵一切的祝福。
The spiritual blessings that God wants to give you.
他是你的伙伴。
She's your partner.
他是跟你分享神荣耀的人。
She's the one who shares the glories of God.
你的妻子
Your wife
配得
is worthy
值得
and is worthy is
你给她
deserving
最高的尊敬
that you give her the highest honor
最细心的关怀
most careful
最忠心的爱情
careful love and love
有这样的丈夫
to have such a husband
你还怕你的妻子不顺服你吗
？Would you then be still afraid that your wife will not honor you？
但愿
May all of us
神用着这段话
，That God will use these words，
让我们中间做妻子的会顺服
，That all the wives among us we will submit，
做丈夫的会敬重
，And the husbands will honor。
这样的家
Such a family,
在这个被罪恶扭曲的世界里面
in this world that is twisted by sins,
就能够成为神最荣耀的见证
and become God's most glorious testimony.
我们祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer.
主我们把这些话交在你的手上
Lord, we place these words into your hands.
但愿你在你的百姓中得着一切的称颂、荣耀和赞美。
May you yourself be receiving all the praises, glory, and honor in your people.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.